Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A wonderful Sully girl left us way too soon, but her family and friends are helping make sure her legacy lives on. Let's go in depth with her father, Mike Hogeveen, with Megan's legacy. Well, Mike, tell me about Megan.
Megan was kind of hard to explain. The easiest way probably is that she had she could have an angel halo 1 minute and devil horns the next. Strong-willed, very strong-willed, but yet had a heart of gold. She liked to help the people that were not considered the popular people in school. She always stood up for those people. We had lots of conversations about how mean kids could be to other kids, and that really bothered her. But yet, through it all, she always just kept a smile and tried to help. And that's pretty much a summary of Megan.
And she was taken from you just like that?
Yeah, she graduated from Pella Christian in 2011 in May. And a week later, she went into the hospital and was diagnosed with HLH. And just 30 days later, we had to end life support. And a decision that still haunts me, but wouldn't want to wish it on anybody to have to make it. That decision, it's even though you know it's medically right in your brain, your heart says this is not good.
Mm-hmm. In 2011, and we've done these interviews for 5 years now, right?
Yep, 5 years.
You have an event annually. Has it gotten any easier?
It does get easier, but there's still days that are hard. And you know, when we first started doing this, it was just a blood drive in memory of Megan, because everybody knew Megan's story. And as time goes on, now it's the blood drive in memory of Megan Hogeveen, because people just go on with life and they forget, you know, what has happened. And what we do as a foundation is not in any way really to keep Megan's memory alive within us, because we will never forget. It's more to help others and to carry on her kindness and her heart of giving.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Mike Hogeveen about Megan's legacy. Well, what's HLH?
HLH stands for hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis. It's a blood disorder where the white cells proliferate rapidly, and Megan's trigger was mono, which is pretty common. And the white cells took care of the mono, but then they don't know when to shut off, and they just keep producing and producing, and the body siphons them off like it's supposed to. So her liver function was none, her kidney function was none, and her spleen also was not working right. So, you know, eventually the body just gets tired, and she just couldn't go on anymore. But and for those 30 days that she was in the hospital, it was she was in a coma from June 1 until we had to end life support. So it's a brutal disease. We all know how devastating cancer can be, and almost everyone's family has been touched by cancer. And the way we were told or given the diagnosis of HLH was, well, it's not leukemia, it's probably worse. And I've talked to other families, and probably 70% of the families that have a child diagnosed with HLH will will either be given it the same way we were, or they'll say something like, well, it's either cancer or HLH, pray for cancer. So I think that shows the devastating effect of HLH, not to minimize the devastating effects of cancer, but the HLH area is a little bit worse, and a lot of it has to do with the lack of knowledge about HLH, the lack of research on HLH, and the lack of education of the doctors in the HLH area.
Well, I think you've told me before that it took a while for them to figure it out, right? And
maybe
it still does today.
It does, because it's just not seen that often. And when Megan was diagnosed, we were given the odds of 1.2 in a million chances that any one person would get this. Now, those odds, according to Cincinnati Children's, are 1 in 50,000. And that does not go to more cases of it. It's just that there's getting to be more awareness in the medical community about it, so that doctors are more aware and they see the signs and the symptoms, and then they will test for it. So that's exciting, and that's part of what we do as a foundation is each year. Cincinnati Children's holds their HLH convention. There's probably 75 to 100 families there that have gone through it, and 75 to 100 doctors. And the doctors are from all over the world, and so are the families. And we hope that those doctors that are being educated then take it back to their states and their countries and, you know, spread the word in their area about HLH so that other people can have a better outcome. And that's part of what we support through the foundation is that HLH conference along with the research there at Cincinnati Children's.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Mike Hogeveen about Megan's legacy. Now, is there a reason Cincinnati Children's is sort of the focal point?
It is the lead HLH center in the United States, has been since early 60s, I believe it was, and they continue on that. And Dr. Michael Jordan is my contact and has been since the beginning of this. And he is now... The original Dr. Filipovich is now retired, so he is the lead HLH doctor at Cincinnati Children's. And we continue to support his lab directly along with the conference.
Now, you're having a blood drive.
Mm-hmm.
Why a blood drive? Why do you need that?
Well, when Megan was in the hospital in those 30 days, she used 183 units of blood. And it was... just something that while she was even in the hospital, we'd already talked to LifeServe about doing something. And that was not figuring that Megan was going to die at that time. But we wanted to do something because they were importing blood from Nebraska and out of state for Megan because she was just draining the supply of blood. So we felt that with what people had supported us with, that we needed to give back. So we hold the blood drive each year. This will be our sixth on December 30. And in our first five blood drives in memory of Megan, and we've also done two with the Des Moines Menace, we have collected a little over 500 units of blood. So it was my goal to make 200 to replace what Megan had used, and it's just kind of carried on. And one thing that I think is really neat that excites me the most is we've had over 100 first-time donors at Megan's Drives, which you hope that those people then carry on and you know, give more often than just that one time at Megan's Drive. But you hope it sets in motion a pattern for those people to continue to giving, to continue to donate blood so that other people can get through their cancer treatments, their accidents. It's something that there's no substitute for. You know, you can get a new hip, you can get a new knee, you can get new heart valves. The only thing you can have is human blood. There is no substitute. And it's really amazing that as technology progresses, that's one thing that you just, it has to be other human blood.
The blood drive is going to be on Friday, December 30th.
Yes.
From 2 to 7 at Pella Christian High School, right?
Yep. We've done it there. The first 2 years we did it out at Vermeer Global Pavilion. And since then it's been at Pella Christian High, which is near and dear to my heart as that's where I went to high school. It's where my kids have gone to high school. So it gives it more of a personal touch, I think, as we do the drive. And there's still plenty of slots available for appointments. And it's not imperative that you make an appointment, but it is important. It helps LifeServe staff the drive properly so that they have enough staff so that the wait times are minimal. And it's a pretty busy drive. So encourage you to make an appointment. You can call me at 641-780-7043 or LifeServe at 800-287-4903, or you can do it online, lifebloodcenter.org or meganslegacy.org on the events page.
Oh, those are easy to remember.
Yeah, and there are few posters around town, and that information is on there as well. You can, you know, just look up meganslegacy.org and you'll find it. It's there.
Do you think you've succeeded? Do you think that you've raised awareness? You've made a difference in this cause?
I hope so. The blood in and of itself is an exciting thing that we've done that well for this long. As far as the HLH field, yes. The frustrating thing to me is that medical progress is so slow. But we have met with Novimmune, which is a drug company from Switzerland, and there is now a drug that replaces any long-term chemotherapy that a child might have to have in anticipation of a bone marrow transplant. It just slows the proliferation of cells enough that they can be more stable than going into transplant and not been beaten up so, you know, viciously by the long-term chemo. So that part is exciting. That is in clinical trials right now, and has actually progressed pretty quickly. It went from a second-line defense to first-line defense all within 6 months, which is very fast for medical clinical trials. And this past September, when we were out for the convention, I was eating dinner with Dr. Jordan, and I said, you know, what's the biggest frustration for you? And he said, lack of funding. The drug companies really don't want to invest a whole lot of money in it because it's a rare disease still. At 1 in 50,000, it's still rare. So there's no return on investment, so to speak, for the drug companies. So they don't want to pour millions and millions and millions of dollars into it and not get anything back out of it. So that's frustrating. The federal government has cut funding for research on medical items. I think we can all see, like the Zika virus, how hard it's been for Congress to get anything passed for that. And so when it's not a disease like cancer and that affects so many people, the funding just isn't there. So it's kind of left up to the family foundations, like what Megan's Legacy is, and there are several others that fight for the other families that are going through it right now, to fight for funding, to fight for research, to, you know, raise awareness, and it all goes together. But yeah, at the end of the day, you hope that you've done something, and you know, you just pray that you do, and then you leave it in God's hands to bless what you've done as a human person.
Thanks to Mike Hogeveen for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.